isms of minimal in techno and house. That is The Funk, from James Brown to the unknown names of the street.
Soundwaves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew, DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ. With the news, Tara. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM. People's Station. Station.
what I've got, it's your turn. Can't afford fancy things. All I've got is me and the love that I bring. I know it takes cash to care, but love is all I've got to share. So if you're looking for love, I'm your love doctor. But if it's money that you're after, you're gonna need a banker. If you're looking for love, I'm the love doctor. But if it's money that you're after, you're gonna need a banker. Now, you can't put a dollar, no, no. You can embrace every time. Now, men will promise you the world and all its glory. For what you've got, they'll tell you any kind of a story. They'll give you just about anything to hold. My darling, it's not gold, but if you're looking for love, I'm the love doctor, yeah. But if it's money that you're after, you're gonna need a bank. I say, if you're looking for love, I'm the love doctor, yeah. But if it's cash money that you're after, you're gonna need a bank, yeah. Much money, but what I've got, it's yours, honey. Can't afford fancy things. All I've got is me and the love that I bring. You're looking for love, I'm the love doctor. But if it's money that you're after, you're gonna need a banker. Say, if you're looking for love, I'm the doctor.
I'm the doctor. Yeah.
But if it's money that you're after, you're gonna need a banker. If you're looking for love, I'm the doctor.
First time I saw you, I knew it. Wanna get closer to you. There's a feeling inside, I wanna show it. Can't take my eyes off of you. From the first time I saw you, I knew it. Wanna get closer to you. There's a feeling inside, I wanna show it. Just the way I'm feeling inside. No, you can see it in my eyes. Girl, the way you read my mind, you caught me by surprise. Come on, baby, rush on over, be a part of my life. There's no need to put you to the test, 'cause I know you're qualified. Can't take my eyes off you. From the first time I saw you, I knew it. Wanna get closer to you. There's a feeling inside, I wanna show it. Can't take my eyes off of you. From the first time I saw you, I knew it. Wanna get closer to you. There's a feeling inside, I wanna show it, yeah.
take you to a place where you've never been before. Wouldn't believe my baby, the things I have for you in store. Hey baby, pretty lady, so sweet and so fine. Can't resist the way you make me feel. You captivate my mind. Hey baby, pretty lady, I need you to be mine forevermore. Can't take my eyes off you. From the first time I saw you, I knew it. Wanna get closer to you. There's a feeling inside, I wanna show it. Can't take my eyes off of you. From the first time I saw you, I knew it. Wanna get closer to you. There's a feeling inside, I wanna show it. Just the way I'm feeling inside, no, you can see it in my eyes. Girl, the way you read my mind, you caught me by surprise. Come on, baby, pretty lady, I need you to be mine. There's no need to put you to the stairs, cause I know you're qualified. Can't take my eyes off of you. From the first time I saw you, I knew it. Wanna get closer to you. There's a feeling inside, I wanna show it.
Eyes off of you.
At 13 minutes past the hour of 4 o'clock, let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you all. Welcome to CKUT's listeners, 90.3 FM, and our sister station all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. area, sunshineradio.com. Want you to check them out, or if you know anybody that lives around there, make sure you tell them. They're running the program as is. For those of you who are not familiar with the program, we are a cultural program where we visit our Caribbean islands. We play a lot of the music from the islands, and I simply enjoy doing that. We've been doing it for 30 years. And along with my DJ, who is just 35, so 32, whatever. So he's been here with us for 8-9 years, and my co-host another 8 years. And we've been doing this thing because we love it. The name of the theme song you're listening to in the background is played by none other than Mr. Kenny G. It's called Forever in Love. And to say I'm in love with my listeners would be an understatement. I truly enjoy your company as we go for the next 2 hours and three quarters. Open this show with a dear friend of mine, haven't seen or heard her in a while, Miss J.C. Lodge. Someone loves you, honey. And I don't know how new this song is. I've heard it around for a while, but I don't know how new it is. J.C. Love, a Lodge, hurry. And the Love Doctor by the man himself, Ambleek, out of Miami, Florida, and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, Jam Melody. And this weekend is the last of our funding drive, and folks, we do this funding drive not because we want to, but because we have to. It's the law of the CRTC, I think, that governs this thing, because we're a non-profit radio station. And if we didn't do this, then we could sell our commercials a little bit cheaper than the main stations. That would cause some problems, right? So, as I was saying, you can listen to us on Sunshine Radio in the States, Washington, D.C., etc. You can listen to CKUT all over the world on the internet, but if you want to support and support. And I was speaking to the person who controls the money or the donations, and she and I was Miss Louise. Miss Louise, of course, and I'm reading the thing as I go along here, the phone. Don't worry, when we get back to the station, there will be a computer screen up just to tell us, take our messages as we talk, right? As I was saying, and she said she was totally surprised at the generosity of people in this time. And I am too, because I didn't expect it to go too well, because I told her that. But lo and behold, you people out there, you're showing us that you appreciate what goes on here in these radio stations. And it's not easy. It's not an easy task, you know what I mean? And some send in $5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $30, $100. I'm telling you, quite a few. And I'm thinking of one here, Ian Lindsay, who runs he's a mechanic in his own shop, 514-781-7373. And his name is Ian. Call him if you're on the West Island and you're having car problems. He'll make sure it's taken care of. $100 and others, which I will name as we go along, all right? As I was saying, we have an American station that we link up to. So if you Americans are listening, don't be shy. Just go to ckut.ca. And, of course, you'll see a little button there that says donate. Don't be afraid to donate, whether it's $5, $10, just to show, well, thank you for doing what you're doing. You know, because it's not easy, folks. I will be that much clear to you. It's not easy. It's hard work. Not necessarily from the programmer's point of view, but from the staff that runs the station. And every week you hear me talk about the staff that runs the station. And nothing more to say than what they do is a wonderful job, wonderful job. You know, what they have done since this pandemic, since the university closed the station, closed the building, is that they have tried to get most programs up and running from people's home. As a matter of fact, I think if you go on the website, you'll see some of the people who are doing their programs from home. And there's one guy that I call him Dr. Feelgood, because that's what he does. He goes to the people's homes, set up their radio station for them, and they can broadcast on CKUT 90.3 FM, broadcast their programs, and I think that's wonderful. I don't know if I should call his name, but I'm always calling his name. I'm going to introduce him, going to talk to him one day, and let you meet him. Very nice young man. Very good at what he does. So these people are all over the place. When I say all over the place, they're all over the place, making sure that CKUT is on air. And I got the shock of my life the other day when I was looking, and I was talking to my friend, the tech head, and I said, "Where are you?" And he said, "Up on the mountain." Now, folks, for those of you not from Montreal, this is a mountain, okay? This is where the tower is. We at CKUT are on the best tower this side of North America. Believe you me when I tell you that. And my friend is sitting there looking all comfy because I couldn't figure out where he was. He said he's at the antenna. Now, we have this massive antenna that is owned by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And we rent from them and also Bell Canada for the line, for the broadcast line. And he's sitting there all comfortably. It's manned 24 hours per day, a woman then. Don't get too sexist here with me. But there's always somebody there, 24-hour shift. And my boy is sitting all unconcerned, looking back, looking forward in it with his mask on. And I'm saying, this is what these guys do. They sleep with their computers. They, whatever it is to keep that station going. Because what was happening, Hydro was giving us some problems. So I don't know what he did, the magic he did, if he ran it off his battery so that CKUT could continuously stay on air. I'm going to call his name. He's Dr. Spencer. I don't know. He's Spencer. But I call him Dr. Feelgood Spencer. I have some young folks surrounding me that I have to take my hat off to. Because they're so smart, they make me feel foolish. But this is how CKUTs run. They sleep with their laptops at their bedside. If the signal drops at midnight, they're there for whatever reasons. And if something clips out, trips out, whatever. So I'm going to get my tech head one day on this air with me. I don't know, he's going to be shy. Oh, come on, Stretch, don't do that. But I have to give them a lot of praise. So remember, whenever if you're donating this afternoon, 398-4616, is that the number? I just sort of ripped it off my head. I'm going to check it again, all right? And if you're donating, please say, on your donation slip or whatever, to the staff of CKUT, from the volunteers of CKUT. All right? Because they're doing a great job. All right, coming up, we'll be chit-chatting. I'm not finishing that subject. We'll continue after the commercials, the chit-chat that I'm going to have with the Consul General for Grenada here in Montreal, Teddy Old Boy. I'm just teasing him. He's another one who has donated his time and his money, too. Come to think of it, I have to ask him about that. Ah. Thank you for that correction. And, Louise, I don't know where I got that number from. The number for the donation is 514-448-4013, and is the number. All right? I'm mixed up here. You keep saying the phone number from MacTavish Street. Oh, okay. 514-448-4013, and Louise is handling. I'm trying to read this as I go along. All right, so I'm going to bring in my next guest. So, Ted, if you're listening to me, please kindly call me, sir. I'm just going to run down some commercials here, and then we'll chit-chat with Teddy. All right, CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial, and we're here with you until 7 p.m. Keep it locked. Call a friend, tell a friend.
Sponsored by TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria.
All right, here we go again.
Tonight, sweetie, I'm making you your favorite meal. It's the least I can do after an entire week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your friends, and shouting at you. Yeah, tonight, I'm making you your favorite meal so I can start another week of taking away your phone, going through your messages, calling you names, insulting your...
Violence against women stops here. Contact SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
1 year ago, CKUT shut down our studios for the safety of each other. Gradually, we adapted and found ways to continue to produce programming that reflects our shared experience, physically distanced but socially connected. Help us keep that connection by donating to CKUT. Call 514-448-4013. Pop a check in the mail, 3647 University Montreal, H3A2B3, or donate online at CKUT.ca.
Okay, just pop a check, okay? Brother Ted, are you there?
Good afternoon, Mr. Carr. I'm here 4x4, sir.
Good, sir. Very well, thank you. And thanks for popping that check last week of $100. I heard your name, you know. You were hiding from me, weren't you? You didn't think I would find out.
Well, I was hoping you wasn't going to mention it.
I have to, because you are a supporter of this station. You not only give your time on Saturdays, but you are a supporter. Never forget that. And we appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir. I interrupted. Go right ahead.
I very much appreciate having CQUT with us. It's the only station during the week or on a weekly basis that we get to talk like this. Remember, CQUT covers not just one country, Grenada, but it covers everyone else that has some leanings to the Caribbean. And this is one place I am sure that I can talk to our people on a Saturday afternoon. So thank you very much to you, Mr. Carr. Thank you to CQUT and anyone within the Songs of My Voice. This is our station. We have to ensure it remain on air. And so you should make a small donation, whatever you can, $5, $10.
Mm-hmm.
I understand this is difficult times, but we have to continue because we want CQUT to be there for us next month, in September, October, and December.
Right.
To keep us together.
All right.
Mr. Carr, I do have some good news, though. With the advent of the vaccines, we are getting vaccines in Grenada and the other Caribbean islands, Barbados, St. Lucia, and the Caribbean, Jamaica. They are receiving vaccines. And we are lucky. We are sticking together in the Caribbean. And if 25,000 doses arrive in Dominica, they'll send 3,000 to St. Lucia, they might send 5,000 to Grenada. And when Barbados get 45,000, they share with other islands. So
wow.
We all are trying to ramp up our vaccination effectiveness in all the different islands. And so we are one and we are sticking together.
Great.
Why
news.
This is important, there are 70 countries in this world that have not yet started the vaccination system.
Wow.
70. Just think about it for a minute there. Aruba just started a few weeks ago, and Grenada and the other islands started back in January and February. So we are doing well.
Great.
I'm going to give you some good numbers here. As of 2 days ago, Dominica has already administered over 13,000 vaccines. Mm-hmm. Guyana, over 20,000. Jamaica, close to 25,000.
Mm.
And Barbados is over 61,000. And Grenada topped the $10,000 mark 2 days ago. So we're getting there. We have to keep it up, though. And what we need to do here is, we live here in Montreal, Quebec, and other parts of Canada, and we have to do our part and receive the vaccine so we can attain herd immunity. without herd immunity, we will not be able to meet at a concert. We will not be able to socialize and go to a party or have a dinner. So we have to do our part here and encourage our relatives and friends here and back in the Caribbean to please go out and protect yourself by getting the vaccine. It's free. Nobody has to pay for it. Well, the government is going to pay for with our taxes. Right. But all you have to do is make the appointment. And it's so fast. I had my first vaccine last Sunday.
Yes, it's really done quite well.
I feel good, and I'm afraid of needles, okay? But it was easy. The nurse was so pleasant. She took my fear away, and she told me, think about the beach. Think of the coconut trees. And that's what you should do. Mr. Carr, any specific questions for me on this day?
I just, help me here. I keep getting this question and answer all wrapped up in one. Why you bother taking the COVID after you have to wear a mask? No, I'm not a medical person. You're not a medical person, but you talk to your doctors and all that. What do they say about that?
Okay. Now, if I received my vaccine last Sunday at 2:40 p.m. I am still not covered. It'll take me 10 days to 14 days after receiving the first shot to start to build some type of immunity. And the first shot will give me approximately 75% immunity. That means I'm still not fully covered. And I may still be able to transmit it to someone who was not yet vaccinated. And that's why I have to think of myself and my friends and my other people next to me. So I will continue to wear the mask just to be sure I do not possibly affect another person.
Well,
no.
Yes, go ahead.
Once I get the second vaccine, I'm due to get it on July 11th at 2:20 p.m. Once I get that vaccine, it'll take me another 10 days to 2 weeks for me to build full immunity. Now, I would feel comfortable if I meet another person that's fully vaccinated. We both can, more than likely, will be able to remove our masks because that person is covered and I'm covered. But if I'm fully covered and you're not, I may still pass it to you.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you can answer it. You can answer it that way because, you know, I don't do nothing without talking. I have a brother who is a chemist, a nephew who is a doctor, and my regular doctors. I don't do nothing without talking to them. Whatever they say goes for me, plus those doctors on TV that I like. I won't say which of them because I know I might get a reaction from some people, but... You have to, you know, these people are learned in their field.
Yes. What? We have to trust in science.
Of course.
We have to trust in science. We have to remember, Mr. Carr, that we're here having this chat today because our parents took the vaccines back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. and they are alive to give birth to us. And
exactly.
That's why today, in the year 2021, I can be talking with you. But if my mom did not take the vaccine back in the 30s and the 40s, maybe I wouldn't be around.
Exactly.
So we have to trust the vaccines.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You remember, we got vaccinated against the mumps and the measles.
Polio.
And we got tetanus shot.
Yes. I remember getting my polio shot, man. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh. So what's the problem today? You know, and another question that has come to me a lot, a lot of people call me and ask me questions.
Right.
And they say, well, they did it so quick. Why? How come they came up with it so fast? Well, I said, hold on. You have an iPhone.
Wow.
You remember 2 years ago you had the iPhone 4? We're up to iPhone 11 or 12 today?
12, you're right.
because we get smarter. And we keep building and building on technology that we have perfected 10 years ago.
Right, right.
No, this new system of vaccine manufacturing came into being in 1999.
Yep.
So they're scientists today are using decades-old information that they came up with to produce it this quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to do not think we're way ahead of our time. And our scientists are getting smarter, and all these
of course.
New machines and equipment, we're doing things much quicker. You know, we can make a, you can build a car today in a day.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, you'd take 15 people a month, up to a month to build one car.
Yep.
And now they're turning out thousands of cars out of the factory a day because of technology. So people, do not be afraid of science. Do not be afraid. You have been sending your young children to college and university for years, and they're getting smarter.
Yep.
Just accept that these children, your grandchildren, are much smarter today, and they're keeping us alive.
And don't forget, a lot of immigrants are involved now. My next caller is on the line with me, but I can't take it at the moment, so I'll just wait a minute.
Well, I'm so happy that we do have CKUT to say that we can have this can carry on this conversation next week and the week after and next month, because CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal is here for us. For we the people.
But tomorrow you're doing something. I want you to get into it quickly before my next guest spank me.
Yes. Well, as an outcropping of what we this chat that we have every Saturday afternoon around 4:30, I decided that the office of the Honorary Council for Grenada in Montreal, Quebec, is inviting people to a COVID 19 informative program for the Grenadian community and Friends of Grenada in Quebec. It's
right.
On a Zoom platform on Sunday, date March 28, 2021, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. We've sent out a lot of flyers through social media, and we hope that you have seen it. And I hope if you haven't, that one of your friends have seen it and give you the information to get on the Zoom line tomorrow afternoon. This is not a debate. This will be informative to tell you why we suggest that you take the vaccine, how it's going to benefit us as individuals and Canada and our countries back home, or respective countries, St. Lucia and Trinidad and Tobago. The economies will not be able to open properly if people do not take the vaccine and bring herd immunity to their respective countries.
All right.
It would be too dangerous. So we need to have that conversation.
So tomorrow at?
Yes, tomorrow on the Zoom. A special
what time?
Guest will
what time?
Be at from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. I must mention that Mr. Marvin Rotran, City Councilor for Snowdon, will be a special invited guest. Now, you would ask, why Mr. Marvin Rotran? Because he's a city councillor that is trying to get as much information out to we, the people. People that we do not see on a lot of on TV and radio, but he wants to ensure that we get all the information of where, how, and when that we can get the vaccines. Now, we do have a lot of people in our midst that are undocumented. I want to stress today and tomorrow and every other day, they should not be afraid to get the vaccine. We cannot leave them behind. We have to bring everyone along with us. So I intend to help anyone that's concerned that they may not have a card, you know, the health card with the number. We will assist you. You should not, that should not be an impediment to you to get a vaccine, and you need to get a vaccine. So we are going out there and telling you, if you need help, you can call me, you can call the people tomorrow. We're going to set up a group that would assist you.
All right, Ted, I thank you. I'm running against time. Against
I understand, sir.
All right, so I'll talk to you. I'll be watching tomorrow. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, you say, on the Zoom?
No, it's 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Yes, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you so very much. Have a good evening.
You too, my brother. Be good. Miss Antonia, let me try and reach Antonia, because this young lady is a young entrepreneur. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Antonia. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, very good. I've been hearing nothing but good things about you and schoolwork and ice cream.
Yes, ice cream.
Oh, my God. You've gone into the business of making ice cream. Tell my listeners and myself about this.
Yes, Uncle Stretch, first, thank you so much for having me and giving me this opportunity to come on to your show today. I really appreciate it. We started an ice cream business. It's homemade ice cream made with lots of love. And we enjoy making it. It's a great time for us. Like, it's myself, my mom, and two of my aunts. We get together and we make ice cream. We take orders, and it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
Yes, you have to compliment Miss Anna Stout. She's the one who told me about it. And she says, Uncle Howard, you got to taste this, young ladies. She said, this girl's ice cream, it's out of this world. So how did this idea come about, though? You just got up one morning and said, I feel for some ice cream. I better make my own. How did it come about?
How did it come about? So I've always loved ice cream. Ice cream, I make sure that I'm always getting ice cream in the summer. At least once in the week, I'm going for ice cream. And COVID came around. I was working at the airport. I worked for an airline for 5 years. As it was getting worse, I was looking at less hours of work and more time at home. So in the free time, I started reading a lot of books. I just couldn't sit down. I can't stay still. I can't not do anything. So I thought to myself, wait a second, like, we have an ice cream maker. I'm going to make ice cream. So we made ice cream that weekend, and yeah, it just went from there. We gave it to a few friends and family members. They loved the ice cream, and then we decided to start selling ice cream, and it's been a hit ever since.
I've been hearing nothing but good things. Excuse me, I still can't believe you were working. I said schooling and all that, but I just remembered when you mentioned it that you were with an airline for a couple of years.
Yes, I would.
My God, I knew you when I was a baby. I feel old all of a sudden. But back to the ice cream. Now, I'm licking my lips, you know, talking about, because you're talking to an ice cream addict here, all right? Now, I don't even know what to ask you, because I want to ask you like I'm talking to myself. What are your favorite flavors?
Yes, so personally, my favorite flavors are rum and raisin and Guinness. Those are my favorite, but we make so many different flavors. Honestly, Uncle Stretch, like, since we started, each week we've done a different flavor. I'll tell you what our top flavors are, like what has gotten the most attention. That's the coconut. Mm. We've done sour soft. Mm. We've done mango. And one of the favorites that people always ask for is it's our rum and raisin. That's our top, because we use real rum and raisin. This is not the rum and raisin that you buy at the grocery or maybe other local ice cream shops, because they use rum extract. We use real rum in our ice cream. people kind of complain sometimes because it doesn't freeze hard, solid because of the alcohol content in it.
Right.
And the other flavors that are really popular are our punch of cream. So we do a punch of cream ice cream, and we do a punch of cream with black cake ice cream as well.
Wow. Oh, God. You know, one of my favorite ice cream coming from Jamaica. I don't know what it is, what they put the ingredients, but it's called grape nut.
So we do that one, too.
Wow! I don't even know what is grape nut, you know?
I can share that with you. So grape nut is actually, it's a cereal. So that flavor, grape nut is a cereal brand. That crunch that you get when you bite into your grape nut ice cream, or you lick the grape nut ice cream, is a cereal. So I actually made some of that last night for one of our customers. It was her birthday. She ordered grape nut, but with alcohol. So I don't know. Like, I realized that people in our community just love alcohol, so we've tend to have done a lot of alcohol flavors, alcohol-infused flavors, but for those who love grape nut, we do grape nut too. And I'll also share that we do flavors that are not Caribbean-inspired. So last week, we did maple bacon, which was really popular. We've done a blueberry pancake ice cream as well. Yeah, we mix it up. We do all kind of things. We did a curry tamarind too. A curry tamarind ice cream as well.
A party tamarind? That's what you said?
Curry tamarind.
Curry.
So curry as in, yeah, curry.
Oh, my God.
That was inspired by doubles. So I was having doubles one day, and I was like, this curry and tamarind, maybe I can put that in ice cream.
Oh, Lord. That sounds wild. So if somebody listening to you would like to get in touch with you to order some of those curry tamarind ice cream, how could they do that?
So for those who have access to social media, we're on social media. We're on Facebook and we're on Instagram. On Facebook, you can find us at Scoop Therapy. On Instagram, we're at Scoop Therapy as well. And we now have a business phone line, so you can call us. Everyone get your pen and paper out or your phones out. Our number is
938-923-9139. For your favorite ice cream in Montreal. The number to call, 438-923-9139. And just put in your orders, like from Monday or on the weekend. How does it work?
Yeah, so it really works. In our low season, we do maybe once or twice a month. And then in the high season, we do about three times a month. Our next menu will drop tomorrow. And you're welcome. Anyone is welcome to call and ask me what flavors are available. This week, we're doing Easter flavors, so they'll be all Easter-inspired. And then moving forward, we'll do, you can call me or text, and we'll let you know if we have anything available.
Well, Miss Antonia, anything else you want to add, please do so, because all I'm seeing is ice cream in front of me. I can't think. So anything you'd like to add, please do so.
Yes, I just want to say thank you to everyone that has been supporting us thus far. The phone is already ringing.
That's good.
Someone's already calling. But I really want to thank the community for their support. We only started this in June, and it's been successful this far. And we plan to continue doing this and to see growth. And it wouldn't be successful without the support of the community. So I just really want to thank everyone that has been supporting so far. So thank you.
You're certainly welcome, my dear. And it's a pleasure. I haven't seen you or spoken to you in a while, and it's a pleasure hearing your voice. My respect to the family and continued success. All right?
Thank you, you will.
Sir. With your drive, it will. All right? And maybe if it gets too big for the kitchen, put a little place up somewhere where we can just drive up and order ice cream.
I do. Before you let me go, I'll also include that we do delivery and pickup. So we deliver to the home in the area, and we do pickup. We have actually pickup hotspots. So if you're in NDG, we meet at a spot. If you're in the West Island, we can meet at a spot in Laval. We have customers from all ends up to like Pencor in the West Island, even further than that. And in the East, we have customers from Terrebonne. So anywhere that you are, we can always make it work.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome, my dear. Congrats, all right? And
thank you.
Doing what you're doing. It's sounding delicious. All right? Much respect to you and the family, and continue much success, all right?
Yes, have a great day, Uncle Stretch. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to young Antonio. They have started this ice cream thing, and all I'm hearing is good things all over the place about Antonia Haywood ice cream. So I pretend I don't know her. So if they want to say something bad, I can join in and say, yes, man, the ice cream no good. But I haven't heard that yet. Everybody that I have spoken to, they tell me how good this ice cream is. Not that I brought up the conversation or what, but one of the listeners in Washington, D.C. says, wish she could ship to D.C. Ah, boy, we'll try and work out something on that. Wow, $60. Where did this go? $60 from Antonia Seeley of Barbados House and Ian Dodge. Thank you. And I want to say hello to Mary Figuera, who's been having a little problem there with her blood pressure and all that. And she says she's doing much better now. And her heart rate is down. So, Mary, congrats and keep getting better, all right? Because the old man can't take all the pressure right now. So keep it locked, CKUT 90.3 FM. Gonna play a little husband and wife music here. I hope you'll enjoy it. Coming up at 5 o'clock, folks, for those of you who are first-time listeners to this program, like our American friends, is we do this program for the community of the Caribbean, per se, and the community at large. And one person who texted said, a nice program because it's good to hear the young people. We do that all the time, not on this program alone. Don't get me wrong. All throughout CKUT. Check out Boom Boom Time tomorrow afternoon. Check out the program that comes on after us. They're hip-hop, but they also feature their young artists coming up. By the way, I'm going to get some more details about this. There's a studio in Montreal that is sponsored by the City of Montreal. If you want to do hip hop, if you want to record something, do something, learn to do studio work, you can go there. It's sponsored by the city. And Marvin, I will ask him about that tomorrow. So let me play this song. And it's now 6 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. As I was saying, those of you who are listening first, we do the cultural, the community part, the interviews and so forth in the first hour. In the second hour, we play a little bit more music. We may drop in because I'm going to look for Egbert Gay. I want to ask him something at around 5:15, so stay tuned for that. And we do most of the talking in the first hour, you know, because we can't be talking all our lives. The people need to wind them waist and tweet and what I call it, twitch the bottom, whatever they call that. So, wow. My sister in Rose just came through. You know, I can't believe these people. She and her husband, me love you. No. You see why I love my listeners, folks? I love my listeners. She says if it's fundraising today, today's the last day, Rose. She is donating $100. I give up. I'm going home. I love my listeners. Make sure you tell them it's for the workers of the station. Please, Rose, I'm asking you. Show them that you love them. All right? $100 from Rose. Now, I don't even know what I was going to do next. I think I'm going to play this music. Daystar. Oh, God, $100. I don't even remember who sang this. The shock of it all. Thank you, Rose.
Lily of the valley, let your sweet aroma fill my life.
Rose of Sharon, show me how to grow in beauty in God. down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night. Lead me, Lord, I'll follow. I want to be your witness. You can take what's wrong and make it right. Make it right, I pray. Day star shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Sometimes I get kind of choked up about these folks that listens to this program. You know, when you see them, they tell you things and you say, oh yeah, they're just saying that because, you know, they're standing in front of you. But Jewel Jones, thank you very much for your donation. Thank you very much. But the husband, the wife just gave me, not me, the station, $100. The husband, who is crazy as hell, he texts me and he says, what? It's funding drive? You just put me down for $50. Well, Denny, I don't collect money at this part of the thing. I only play and beg.